Good morning. Khadijah here, Kick at Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And I'm sitting here on my porch, listening to nature, and just meditating on some things. And there's something that has been on my mind for a while. So the conversation continues. Learn how to set boundaries. Why do I say that? Because we as believers, when we attend a congregational setting and there are leaders in place, there are pastors and deacons and deaconess and missionaries and apostles, prophets, you name it, everybody has a title these days. They tend to seem to want to get in your business. Now, it's a different story if you actually invite them or you ask for counseling. However, if God gives them a prophecy concerning your situation and they bring it to you and you choose to share it with them, that is not inviting them to come in and think they need to walk you through your situation. It's okay if you ask them. It's okay if your marriage is in trouble and you're seeking marital counseling. And then I want to say you need to take that with a grain of salt, because sometimes, just sometimes, your answer is not at the altar. Your answer is not in the mouths of the people that tend to speak in your life. You have to be careful who you open your ear gates to, because some people don't know how to respect boundaries. And they get all mixed up in your lives and the lives of your family members. And they start toting, as my grandma said. They start toting news. And next thing you know, your business is on every milepost and everyone's mouth. And everyone has an opinion about how you should do a thing, or if they were you. And I need to say this because married sisters, listen to me closely. Stop sharing your business with women that don't have a husband or don't have a significant other in their lives. Because it's, child, if I was you, I would do. They're not you. Oh, I forgot, you don't have a man. I'm just speaking honest situations here. Are those that want to give you parental advice about your children, take a look at their children. Oh, I forgot, you don't have any. Are either the ones that you did have, you don't really have a true relationship with them anyway. Stop letting people give you advice and stop going to people more than you go to Abba Father. Because prayer is a two-way conversation. I say that all the time. If you ask, He will answer. If you wait in your secret place, He will answer. He will give you plans, strategic plans, and instructions on how to handle your situation. Stop inviting everybody into your issues. Because truth be told, they have issues too. And some of them really are in the same boat that you're in. And nobody's rowing. Everybody's digging holes. just something to think about. I know it's not a prophetic word, and it may not even seem deep to a lot of people. It's just common sense. If you're going to seek counsel, seek godly counsel, wise, mature, godly counsel. And age does not stipulate maturity. Gray hair, snow on the roof, does not mean that there's wisdom in between those ears. And pick one person that you know that is not going to spread your business to everybody else. Because you tell her, she tell a friend, they tell a friend, everybody tells a friend, and then everybody's in your business. It's just like spreading an STD. You sleep with who they slept with, and then you sleep with who they slept with, and they slept with, and they slept with, and then you know you have a whole chain. You know the somatics of that. Take your time. Seek God's face first. And He will instruct you on who to share and seek out for godly, wise counsel. And don't forget, do a David every time. Search me, O Lord, and if there is anything that is not like you. Just wanted to share that with you. I was just sitting here on my porch enjoying the sunshine and the singing of God's beautiful birds and creation. I'm Khadija. Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I love you with the love of Christ. There is nothing that you can do about it. Shabbat Shalom.